I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here again.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Monday Night Missing Persons Broadcast with your hosts, Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Now, for those of you new just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. While you're at it, please check out and subscribe to our website. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in the time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on MeWe. Click on organizations or communities. Scroll down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, folks, that's right. We are not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy it when you call in. Give us your thoughts and opinions on the topic of the night, or even just to call in and chat with us. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during the length of our broadcast. Now, as you know, or maybe not know, we are a big supporter. The Defender 7 is a big supporter of the missing. I myself am tied to many missing groups, statewide and also global. All we ask from you out there is when you see a missing person flyer is to share it on all social media platforms. If you have information about somebody that's missing or a runaway and you don't feel like speaking to the authorities about it, reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson, and we will see to it that your information gets to the proper authorities. And again, if you know something, say something. Be the eyes and ears for those families that just want answers, if not their loved one home. Now, without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
Yay! Rah! No news yet on my father, but it's, like I said, it's like an hour and a half drive to get to the emergency room.
Right.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, there are doctors that are closer, but they aren't any good. It's pretty bad when a nurse tells you to take them somewhere else.
Right. Well, prayers out there for Pop. I just hope hope he's okay, and I hope he recovers if there was a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because I'd be doing the same thing Dad is fighting tooth and nail as to go into the doctor.
Oh, I know. The stubborn mules.
Yep. Yep.
So another good thing, too, Savannah was supposed to start her job on Wednesday. They called her up today and asked her to come in tomorrow night instead.
Oh, nice.
So she goes in for her, you know, that QT.
Oriented.
The QT.
At what? One more time.
QT.
Oh, okay. I know I'm not cutie. But where is she working?
At the QT. Yeah, so they called her up today and asked her to come in a night earlier.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be good for her.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Yeah, I'm tired. I would have been worse if I would have stayed at the bar with the 21 and 25-year-old. I knew better. I drove separately.
They don't even look like they're old enough to drink.
I know. Stacia looks like she's 16.
That's what I'm saying. I saw Jamie's post with the pictures. I was like, wait a minute. Is she serving alcohol to minors?
Yeah. No, Stacia just turned 21 last week. Last week or the week before.
Good.
And then her friend Ashton turned 25.
All righty, shall we begin?
Yeah, I might be popping in and out of here just so if I stop in mid topic, it's because I got to take a phone call.
All right, no problem. Fort Wayne, Indiana, missing since April 22nd, 2022, Cody Rose, white male, 31 years old, 6 foot, 175 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Circumstances and identifiers. Cody was last seen in the area of Indian Village Boulevard in Fort Wayne, wearing blue jeans, a red shirt, black and white high top shoes. Cody has several tattoos on his chest, arms, and stomach, including a tattoo that says 1990 on his chest, a tattoo of a rose on his right arm, and also a tattoo of a bear with a gun on his right arm. There's a $1,000 reward. If you have any information, he does wear glasses and his hair is short. Any information, please contact Fort Wayne Police Department at 260-427-1216.
Indiana Silver Alert. Greensburg, Indiana Police Department. A statewide silver alert has been declared. Repeating, a statewide silver alert has been declared. The Greensburg Police Department is investigating the disappearance of Jennifer Leeper, a 36-year-old white female, 5 feet tall, 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She is missing from Greensburg, Indiana, which is 52 miles southeast of Indianapolis, and was last seen on Monday, July 5th at 2:22 at 1:29 p.m. She is She is believed to be in extreme danger and may require medical assistance. If you have any information on Jennifer Leeper, contact the Greensburg Police Department at 812-222-4911 or call 911.
Bryant Thomas was last seen on 60th South Benton on August 25th, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. This is coming out of Kansas City, Missouri. The license plate reader read his car was at 31st Cleveland westbound at 7:45 on August 25th. Just 15 minutes after leaving his mother's house. Last wearing jean shorts with a white belt and a white t-shirt. He also had on a pair of Nike Air shoes with blue letters. His car is a 2015 red Ford Fusion. License plate CR8M5X. His car was found on August 29th on 30th Chestnut. He's a black male, 37 years of age, 5'5", 180 pounds, medium complexion, black hair, brown eyes. He does have a very light mustache. And a partial goatee. Any information, contact the Kansas City Police Department at 816-234-5510.
Rosa Albertina Ruiz Ramirez, missing from Topeka, Kansas. Since November 7, 2017. She was 17 at the time of disappearance. She's 22 now. She's 5'3", 131 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. On November 7, 2017, Topeka police officers were dispatched to case address residence, reference a runaway. Rosa's mother advised that Rosa asked to go to the park and never returned. They did not know where the Rosa may have gone. The family is primarily Spanish-speaking and are in the States from Honduras. Rosa is purportedly staying with a boyfriend known only as A-N-A-Y-E-L. If you have any information, call 785-368-9247, 785-368-9551, 785-368-9200, or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Okay, this is a cold case. Sarah Marie Petit, a.k.a. Sarah Marie Hart, age 36, white female, 5'6", 135 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. On July 2020, Sarah boarded a bus in Denver, Colorado to be with her boyfriend in Wichita, Kansas. She was last seen in the 700 block of West 48th Street, North Wichita, Kansas, and has not been seen or heard from since October 4th, 2020. There's a $1,000 reward. She has the tattoo with the numbers 420 tattooed on the top of her left hand. She also has a tattoo on the left side of her neck. Pierced ears. If you have any information, please contact Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office at 316-660-3900. Kansas Bureau of Investigations at 785-296-4017. Wichita Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers Anonymous line at 316-267-2111.
Jesus Carlos Guanones Flores, missing from Topeka, Kansas since September 14, 2010. He was 29 at the time of his disappearance. He's 41 now. 5'6", 155 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was left with an unknown person in a gray 1997 Dodge Caravan with unknown Kansas license plate headed to Mexico. It is purported that the associate stored two boxes in Jesus' van to transport to Mexico for him. He was returning home to his wife in Mexico and never arrived. His wife suspects Jesus is deceased. The associate was driving a separate vehicle, and he reportedly makes regular trips to Mexico delivering clothing, furniture, and money to family members and returns with other property to be delivered to the States. It is possible that Juanones Flores is not a correct name, or he has changed his name. If you have any information, call 785-368-9247, 785-368-9551, 785-368-9200, or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
This one seems kind of sketchy. It's from today. Jamie Anderson and Salvador Reyes III, missing from Osawatomie, Kansas. Missing since August 29, 2022. She is a white female, 20 years old, 5'6", 220 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes. Salvador Reyes III is 18, 5'9", 189 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Jamie Anderson and Salvador Reyes III went missing from Osawatomie, Kansas on August 29, 2022. Salvador Reyes is a patient at the Osawatomie State Hospital, and Jamie Anderson is an employee with the Osawatomie State Hospital. Both left the Osawatomie State Hospital in Jamie's vehicle early this morning, August 29th. Jamie's vehicle was located in this area, in the area of 287th and Osawatomie Road. There is reason to believe both are in the area of Hillside Lake entrance on 255th Street. Both are believed to be on foot in the area. There are multiple emergency personnel in the area. Salvador Reyes is considered dangerous. Jamie Anderson, 25th, I already gave her description, but she has she was wearing a dark gray scrubs. Salvador is Hispanic male. He has multiple tattoos. He was wearing a black T-shirt with deer skull and blue sweatpants. He does have a tattoo on his right, above his right eyebrow, and a tattoo on each cheek and one right up underneath his throat. If you have any information regarding Jamie and Salvador's disappearance, please call 911 or call the Osawatomie, Kansas Police Department at 913-755-2101. Damn.
This is a cold case. Rhonda Jean Kuchel, missing from Elmwood, Kansas. Missing since January 25th, 1985. She was 32 when she disappeared. She's 63 now. 5'11", 150 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes. She was last seen in Elmwood, Kansas on January 25th, 1985. Her mother left the house at 7 p.m. to go to St. Joseph, Missouri, and invited Kuchel to come with her, but she declined. When her mother returned to the house at 9:30 p.m., Rhonda was gone. She has never been heard from again. While her father was driving to work at 10:30 p.m., he saw her car just off Highway 36 near the overpass where the road leads to the Missouri River levee. The keys were inside the vehicle, as was her purse and other belongings. The Missouri River was iced over and the site where Rhonda's car was found. Authorities noted some holes in the ice but couldn't say whether they were related to Rhonda's disappearance. Rhonda was last known to be wearing a tan quilted waist-length jacket with a brown stand-up collar, a navy blue and white sweater vest, a long-sleeve blouse, blue jeans, and brown loafers. If you have any information about her whereabouts, call the Elmwood, Kansas Police Department at 913-365-0021 or the KVI at 785-296-4017.
Echo Michelle Lloyd, missing from Edwards, Missouri, missing since May 10, 2020. Age at the time of disappearance, 47. Age now, 50. She's a white female, 5'4", 100 to 110 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Echo Michelle Lloyd went missing from her home in Edwards, Benton County, Missouri, on May 10, 2020. On May 15th, her daughter discovered she was missing from her home. Nothing else was missing but her keys, her pistol, and her medications. Her vehicle and purse were still at her home. At the time of her disappearance, Echo was 47 years old. She's now 50. Okay, goes into her. Okay. Echo has a tattoo of the words, "Let it be," with birds on her forearm and her children's names on her wrist, Kelsey, Casey, Caitlin, and Kylie. If you have any information regarding Echo's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, please call the Benton County, Missouri Sheriff's Office at 660-438-5252 or the Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 573-526-6178.
Another cold case. I can't pronounce his first name. Manoucher. But they called him Mike Nafar. Missing from Wichita, Kansas since February 25th, 1983. He was 25 at the time of his disappearance. He's now 65. 5'7", 130 to 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. On the night of February 24th, Mike spent the night at his girlfriend's apartment. He left the girlfriend's apartment on the morning of February 25th to go to his home in southeast Wichita to change clothes and then go back to go look for a job, as he had overslept and missed his morning classes at Wichita State University. There is no indication the victim ever made it to his home, and his yellow 1974 Chev van was found just after midnight on February 25th, abandoned and on fire at a car wash on the south end of Augusta, Kansas. The license plate tag, though, was missing. It had Sedgwick County, Kansas plate M37993 with the expiration year of 1983. At the time of his disappearance, that's his description. I said all that. If you have any information, call 1-800-572-7463-785-296-8200 or Augusta, Kansas Department of Public Safety at 316-775-4500.
Darren R. Linton, age 49, missing from Waterloo, Iowa, missing since July 3rd, 2021. He's a white male, 6 foot, 213 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. In his picture that was the most recent they had of him, his head is shaved, but he has a mohawk, a small mohawk, wears glasses, and he has a mustache with a goatee. Darren was last spoken with via phone on July 3rd, 2021, and was believed to be in the Riverview Recreation Area in Waterloo, Iowa at the time. Darren's family is concerned for his welfare. If you have any information, contact the Waterloo Police Department at 319-291-4340. And he does have tattoos on both forearms.
You done?
Yes, I'm done. Are you done?
I know you're done. I know you're done, but are you done?
Are you done?
Carol Marlene Sullins, missing from Galena, Kansas. Another cold case. Missing since August 31st, 1991. She was 18 when she disappeared. She'd be 49 now. 5'3", 100 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes. Carol was employed as an exotic dancer at the Valley of the Dolls nightclub on 7th Street in Galena, Kansas in 1991. She was last seen near the club during the evening hours of August 31st of that year while she was on break. Sullen was speaking to an unidentified male near the man's dark-colored pickup truck with a camper shell, which was parked nearby. Sullins disappeared shortly thereafter and has not been heard from again. her purse and other belongings were left behind at the bar. Authorities believe that Carol died of drug overdose sometime during the night. She vanished. Investigators believe that Carol's body was buried by her drug suppliers. Extensive searches in Kansas and Oklahoma have produced no clues as to her whereabouts. Donald D. Kidwell was charged in connection with Carol's case in 2001. His arrest warrant stated that he unintentionally caused her death, but that Kidwell acted recklessly. Donald Davis was charged with aggravated battery in connection with Carol's case. He cooperated with authorities in regards to their case against Kidwell. In 2002, Kidwell reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and pleaded guilty to battery on obstruction of official duty. He was sentenced to 18 months in prison and fined $1,500. Kidwell told the court that he did not sexually assault Sullins and did not mean to cause her death, but he admitted he was responsible. Sullins' mother said that her daughter had problems with drugs and alcohol, but they maintained a good relationship together. Investigators are continuing to search for Sullins' remains, but there are many different theories about the location of her body. If you have any information of her disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Cherokee County Sheriff's Department at 620-429-3992 or 620-848-3000 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. is seeking public assistance in locating 15-year-old Janae Crosby, who was last seen in the 1800 block of Frederick Douglass Place, southeast, on August 27, 2022. Janae Crosby is described as a black female, 5'1", 160 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. From the picture, it looks like she's got braided hair, shoulder length. Any information, contact Youth and Family Services Division at 202-576-6768 or the Command Information Center at 202-727-9099.
Zeta D. Gordon, another cold case. Missing from Atchison County, Kansas since October 5th, 1992. She was 43 when she disappeared. She's 73 now. 5'5", 105 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Zeta was last seen as she left her family's residence in Atchison County, Kansas at 2 a.m. on October 5th, 1992 after an argument. She said she wanted to take a drive to cool off. She was never heard from again. Two of Zeta's children discovered her vehicle parked in a lot near an abandoned farmhouse in Atchison County the following day. Zeta's purse and suitcase were located inside the car. The engine was running and the radio was turned on, but there was no sign of her at the scene. There were several possible sightings of her in the local area after her disappearance, some reported by people known to her. None of the sightings were confirmed. However, Zeta's husband divorced her in 1994 and remarried in 1997. He committed suicide the following year. Police did not call him a suspect in Zeta's disappearance, although many rumors about his possible involvement circled in the local community. Authorities believe Zeta met with foul play, as it is uncharacteristic of her to abandon her children. Her case remains unsolved. Any information regarding Zeta's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, please call Atchison County Police Department at 913-367-4323.
Hilton Head, South Carolina. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's assistance in locating a missing 59-year-old female from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Brenda Carmen was reported missing by family members on August 22, 2022. Brenda has not had contact with family members since August 9th. She may be traveling in a gray 2013 Hyundai Sonata with South Carolina license plate SRE108. The vehicle has minor front end damage. All I know is that she's a white female with shoulder length brown hair, green eyes. Oh, here you go. 5'9", 135 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, 130. Yeah, I already did the height and the weight. Any information, contact investigator White at 843-255-3313 or the Beaufort County Dispatch at 843-524-2777.
Fowler, Wisconsin. Justin Lee Dickinson, 36 years old, missing since February 11th, 2022. Male, 5'7", 157 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes. American Indian, Alaskan Native. He's missing from tribal land, primary residence of on tribal land. MP was known to be living on the Stockbridge Muncie Reservation. His vehicle, however, was located on a logging road on the Menominee Reservation. He's got a scar on his abdomen, scar near his right eye, a tattoo of JD on his left hand. Any information, call the Stockbridge Muncie Police Department at 715-793-4811.
Missing woman, missing since April 2022, Brenda Wanjiku, missing from Camden, Delaware, 23 years old, black female, 5'5", 125 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Distinctive features, a flower tattoo on the right side of her back. Clothing and jewelry, a gray and white shirt with blue jeans. Brenda was last seen in April 2022 after leaving her family's residence in Camden, Delaware. She has not been seen or heard from since that time. Her vehicle, which is described as a 2006 light green Mercury Marquis with Delaware registration, PC88714, was located in Washington, D.C. after her disappearance, but she was not with it, and there's been no sign of her since. Anyone with information regarding Brenda's whereabouts is asked to contact the Camden Police Department at 302-698-9232. Or the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department Missing Persons Unit at 202-576-6169.
Camby, Indiana. Malachi Boswell, age 16. Missing since 7-6-2022. White, brown, organized, 185 pounds. He may be in the area of Indiana or may travel to And the information call 1-800-845-678 or the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana at 317-327-3811.
Cora Kills Knight Woods, 15. Cora was last seen in Billings, Montana on August 11, 2022. Cora has vitiligo and has lighter skin on her chin and neck. She is 5'3" to 5'4", 100 pounds. She has brown hair that has a white stripe in the back when pulled up. She has brown eyes. Oh, she's Native American. Okay, I just saw that.
Open your eyes, Sonny Jim.
Well, it was way at the bottom.
Excuses, excuses.
She does have both ears pierced. She is very light-skinned. If you have any information, call the Billings Police Department at 406-657-8461.
Omaha, Nebraska. Rose Fields, current age 58, is a cold case. She's been missing since December 22nd, 2000. She went missing at age 36. She's now 58, American Indian or Alaskan Native. Female, brown eyes, black hair, 5'3", 130 pounds. Rose was last seen wearing blue jeans and a blue hooded sweatshirt. Rose has a tattoo of the initials RF on her right wrist, a tattoo that says Lone Star on her left wrist, and her ears are pierced. Rose often stays at homeless shelters. Any information, call the agency phone number at 402-444-5818 or the Nebraska Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 1-877-441-5678.
Arley, Montana. Isaiah Smith, 17 years old, was last seen on August 9th, 2022. He may still be in the local area, or he may travel to Kalispell or Ronan, Montana. Isaiah is described as a black male, 6'2", 185 pounds. He has black braided hair and brown eyes. He also has a mustache, a light mustache, and a light goatee. If you have any information, contact the Lake County Sheriff's Office at 406-883-7301.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Courtney Young, 15 years old. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 130 pounds. If you have any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Cincinnati Police Department in Ohio at 513-765-1212.
Okay, another missing Native American, Shoray Limberhand, 15. Shoray was last seen in Forsyth, Montana on August 6, 2022. Shoray is 5'6" and 140 pounds. She has black hair and black eyes. If you have any information, contact the BIA Northern Cheyenne Police Department at 406-477-6288.
Wooddale, Illinois. Martina Ruzica, 15 years old. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 136 pounds. any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or the Wooddale Police Department in Illinois at 630-766-2060.
Elliot Porter Perez, age 14. Elliot was last seen in Billings, Montana on August 2nd, 2022. Elliot is a Hispanic male, 5'6", 120 pounds. He has dark brown hair and brown eyes. If you have information, contact the Billings Police Department at 406-657-8461.
Terry Cornell George, missing from Topeka, Kansas, since June 21st, 1989. He was 40 years old when he disappeared. He'd be 73 now. He's 5'7", 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Terry's ex-wife stated she took him to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and dropped him off as per his request. He has never been reported him missing on April 1998, almost 9 years after he last heard from him.
You're cutting in
at the time
out.
Of the how about now?
Loud and clear.
At the time of his disappearance, Terry was 40 years old. I read all that already. If you have any information of his disappearance, call the Topeka, Kansas Police Department at 785-368-9247, 785-368-9551, 785-368-9200, or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
David D. Hammer, 16, was last seen in Missoula, Montana on July 17, 2022. He may still be in the local area or he may travel to Browning, Montana. David is a Native American, 5'9", 180 to 185 pounds. He has brown hair and hazel or green eyes. If you have any information, contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST or the Missoula County Sheriff's Office at 406-728-0911. Man, there's a lot of teenagers missing out of Montana, too.
A lot of cold cases out of Kansas.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right now, here's another one. Elvin Everett Christ. Missing from Lawrence, Kansas from December 10th, 1996. He was 40 years old at the time of his disappearance. He'd be 66 now. He's 5'10", 155 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Elvin went missing from Lawrence, Kansas, and his father worked. Elvin and his father worked together at the family landscaping business. Elvin's father last saw his son at the end of their workday, and they planned to meet up the next morning as usual. Elvin didn't show up for work the next morning, and his family has not seen or heard from him since. Weeks later, Elvin's truck was later found in a parking lot at the University of Kansas campus. A receipt inside the truck indicated that Elvin had gone to a JCPenney store and exchanged a pair of jeans. Someone tried to cash his personal checks after his disappearance, but the checks bounced and the police were unable to identify the individual that used them. Elvin's loved one stated that he was just a regular guy who had no history of drugs or alcohol abuse, no criminal record, and no reason to take his own life. If you have any information regarding Elvin's disappearance or know his whereabouts, call the Kansas City Police Department at 785-832-7509, 785-296-4123,
or the KBI at 785-296-4117. Cecilia Renee Dodds, age 38, was last seen in Flathead County, Montana on August 7th, 2022. She's a white female, 5'7", 140 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes. And in her picture, it kind of looks like she's got streaks of, like, blue going through her both sides of her hair. If you have any information, contact the Flathead County Sheriff's Office at 406-758-5610.
Missing 828 days, the same as your birthday. Michael McKinney, last seen May 22, 2020 in the Lindenwald area in Hamilton, Ohio. His vehicle was located at Houston Woods on May 25th, 2020 with his cell phone and personal belongings. He's 28 years old, 5'8", 135 pounds. He's the one that has all the tattoos, reddish beard. Any information, call 513-785-1000.
James William King, 33. James, who may use the name Dominicelli, was last seen in Yellowstone County, Montana on August 10th, 2022. He's a white male, 5'5", 125 pounds. He has brown hair and blue eyes. If you have any information, contact the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office at 406-256-2929.
Wabash, Indiana. Austin Hinsey, 15 years old. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 108 pounds. He may be in need of medical attention. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Wabash County Sheriff's Office in Indiana at 260-563-8891.
Morris Justin Swanson, 54. Morris, who may use the name Judd, was last seen in Billings, Montana on August 1st, 2022. He's a white male. Morris may wear glasses. He is 5'8", 125 pounds, has long shoulder length, gray hair, and brown eyes. In his picture, he does have a mustache and a goatee and a beaded necklace with a shark's tooth. Any information, contact the Billings Police Department at 406-657-8461.
Sheriff's office needs help finding a Wichita woman missing for nearly 2 years. 5'6", 135 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, pierced ears, tattoo on neck. Oh, you did this one. 420 tattooed on left hand. May use the last name Hurt. Did you do that one?
Yeah, if it has the 420 tattoo. Is it a female?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that
from
one.
From Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay. Esteban Nieto Phillips, 18 years old. American Indian or Alaskan Native male, brown eyes, black hair, 5'8", 180 pounds. Missing since 5/4/20. At the time of his disappearance, oh, I said that already. Any information, contact in Nebraska Missing Persons Clearing House at 877-441-5678.
Elizabeth Goldberg, white female, age 25, sandy blonde hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 110 pounds. Elizabeth Jean Goldberg was last seen around June 28, 2022 in Washington, D.C., according to family. Elizabeth typically wears her hair in a bun and has Isaiah, I-Z-I-A-H, tattooed on her chest, and Ashley and Ira tattooed on her wrists. If anyone has any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Frederick County Sheriff's Office at 301-600-1046.
Indianapolis, Indiana, Aliana Mathis, 13 years old, missing since July 17, 2022, 13 years old, female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 340 pounds. And for her being 13 years old, she does not look 13 years old. And she must wear glasses because she's got a pair of glasses on the top of her head. And looks like she's got pierced ears. Any information? She looks more like she's 17, 18 years old. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana at 317-327-3811.
Las Cruces, New Mexico. Seeking the public's assistance in locating missing 16-year-old Serenity Jacobs Locklear. She was last seen leaving her residence on August 16, 2022 in Las Cruces, New Mexico. She was wearing gray leggings, a black top, and Rick and Morty hoodie. It is possible Serenity could still be in the Las Cruces area, and authorities are concerned for her safety as she has not made contact with family in over a week. She's a white female, 5'7", 200 pounds, with blonde hair, blue eyes. Anyone has any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Las Cruces Police Department at 575-526-0795.
Flat Rock, Michigan. Andrea Sumlin, 15 years old. She's black, brown hair, brown eyes. Doesn't say if it's male or female. Must be female. 5'3", 115 pounds. She may still be in the local area. You may go by the name Drea or Arthur. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Brownstown Township Police Department in Michigan at 734-675-1300.
Larry Dwayne Bodie, missing since 8/24/2022, 58-year-old black male, missing from Washington, D.C., medium complexion, 6'1", 190 pounds, black hair, shaved head, brown eyes. Larry was last seen in the 3500 block of Hayes Street Northeast on Wednesday, August 24, 2022. According to family, Larry wasn't feeling well and was heading to either Fort Washington Hospital, Southern Maryland Hospital, or Doctor's Hospital. He never made it to any of those hospitals. Anyone with information, please contact the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-727-9099.
Wixom, Michigan. Lakin Lewis, 15 years old. Female, white, brown hair, green eyes, 5'7", 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Oakland County Sheriff's Office in Michigan at 248-858-4950.
I don't know if you did this one already from Muncie, Indiana. Silver Alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's her name?
Haley Cummings. Yeah, I think you did do that one.
Yeah. Pasika Kinsey Tedell, missing from Weldon Spring, Missouri, since April 16, 2022. He's 21 when he disappeared. He's 22 now. Black hair, brown eyes. Don't know his height or weight. He was on his way from Orlando, Florida to Wichita to visit his family. When GPS showed his car suddenly moving west in St. Louis, if he stayed there for at least a day before moving. The family was able to learn through the insurance company that someone had sideswiped him on the highway in a hit-and-run accident. A tow truck driver took the car to a lot. Whoa, almost dropped the phone. Whoa, almost lost my page. A tow truck driver took his car to a lot and dropped Pasika off at a gas station nearby. That was on April 16th. Nobody has seen or heard from him since. He left his clothing and laptop behind in the damaged car. His phone is not working as far as the family knows. He has not tried to call them on anyone else's phone either. If you know of his whereabouts, call the Wichita Police Department at 316-268-4111 or the MSHP at 573-751-3313 or 573-562-6178. Or toll free at 866-362-6422.
Ja Gillespie, I'm 15. I'm guessing he's a Native American. It doesn't say, but with the name and his looks, it looks like he's a Native American. Ja,
where is he from?
Last seen Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Oh.
Ja was last seen in Idaho Falls, Idaho, on August 18, 2022. He may still be in the local area, or he may travel to Nampa or Wendell, Idaho. Ja is 5'9", 200 pounds. He has shoulder-length black hair and black eyes. If you have any information, contact the Idaho Falls Police Department at 208 529-1200.
Missing from Sullivan, Missouri. Another cold case. Missing since April 11th, 2019. She was 69 when she disappeared, 72 now. She's 4'11", 145 pounds. Dark brown, blonde hair, blue-gray eyes. Betty went missing from her Center Street apartment in Sullivan, Missouri on April 14th, 2019. Betty's daughter had stopped by to check on her mom about 4:30 that day, but found her mom's door locked. Her daughter unlocked the door and could not locate her mother, but noticed that her meals on wheels had been delivered and was sitting on the table along with her milk. Her glasses, which she never leaves without, were lying on the recliner. Her purse was left inside a closet. Her wallet, medication, and stated identification was still inside. Betty reportedly is in the beginning stages of dementia. At the time of her disappearance, she was 69 years old and now 72. I read the description. Any information, call the Sullivan, Missouri Police Department at 573-468-8001. The anonymous tip line at 573-860-5637. John Mackey, private investigator at 888-511-0498, or we help the missing at 866-660-4025. There is a $20,000 reward being offered for information leading to Betty's whereabouts and convictions of persons responsible.
Samuel Arthur Newhouse, age 15. Samuel was last seen in Nampa, Idaho on August 13, 2022. Samuel is a white male, 5'7", 125 pounds. He has brown hair and blue eyes. If you have any information, contact the Nampa Police Department at 208-465-2257.
Another cold case. Cherry Atkins, missing from Clayton, Missouri since June 21st, 2019. 46 years old at the time of disappearance. 49 now. 5 feet, 225 pounds. Black with dyed rusty red. Brown eyes.
I got a...
Oh, come on. Turn for me. Stupid phone. Okay. Cherry was reported missing by family on 6/24/2019. After a family member received a text message from Cherry's cellular phone, stated she intended to harm herself. Cherry was last physically seen by her caseworker on 6/20/2019 in the 4200 block of Forest Park Avenue in St. Louis City. Cherry was or has mental health diagnosis for which she has medication for but was not taken at the time of her disappearance. The family stated Cherry usually travels by Metro Bus and Metro Link. She was last known to be wearing a black top, black skirt, and floppy black and white striped straw hat. Any information, call the St. Louis County, Missouri Police Department at 636-529-8225 or the MSHP at 573-526-6178 or toll free at 866-362-6422.
Thalia Danielle Olmos, 17. Thalia was last seen in Pocatello, Idaho on August 11, 2022. Thalia is a white female, 5'4", 130 pounds. She has black or brown hair that she may dye, shoulder to length, with hazel eyes. If you have any information, contact the Pocatello Police Department at 208-234-6100.
Another cold case, Johnny Thompson, missing from Independence, Missouri. Missing since July 5th, 2019. He was 45 at the time. He's 48 now. He's 6 feet, 300 pounds, black hair, brown eye. And he is a black guy. He was last seen at a friend's house in Independence, Missouri on July 5th. He apparently had a heated discussion with someone on the phone before he left. He left to meet the unknown person. He was having a discussion with family, said. On Sunday, July 7th, following several failed attempts to reach him, Johnny's sister called his phone and a woman picked up. She said the woman told her one of her associates found Johnny's phone near Central Avenue. Oh, what does that say? Central Avenue Viaduct Bridge in KCK and tried to sell it to her. Johnny was last known to be driving a 2017 black Ford F-150 LTD with Johnson County, Kansas license plate 654LXU. If any information of Johnny's disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Independence, Missouri Police Department at 816-325-7300. Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Unit at 573-526-6178 or toll free at 866-362-6422.
And I will do my intermission announcement now.
You do that.
I will do that. Those of you new just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Be sure to check out our website and subscribe. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community when you're in a time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on MeWe. Click on organization, scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now, for all the shows that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy interacting with you. So your participation is always welcome. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Now, if you're too shy to talk on the phone, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio that is also live during our broadcasts. So either way, come on in, participate, or even just say hi. Again,
hi.
That's for again, that's for all you new that just tuned in to us. Tonight is Monday, and we do missing persons broadcast on Monday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program with my major ass pain.
Yeah, I am. I'm making noises. I just come across a thing. Says, current total of missing Kansas and Missouri as of 8/23/22. This total changes daily. Please help out by sharing flyers. We can help get the total down. Current missing in Kansas, juveniles, 232. Adults, 320 for a total of 552. Current missing in Missouri, 664 juvenile adults, 603, a total of 1,267.
Wow.
So, that, I know, that's crazy. I wonder where all the totals are for the rest of the states. That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Alan?
They should post them for each state.
Mm-hmm. Alex Michael Head, missing from Dickinson County, Kansas, since January 15th, 2019. He was 33 when he disappeared. He's 37 now. 5'10", 12 pounds, down here, blue-eyes. Alex was last seen driving a silver 2002 Dodge Durango with a broken headlight and a United States Air Force sticker on the back window. Alex mainly drove back roads rather than highways. Alex's last known location was Chapman Enterprise, Kansas area. At the time of his disappearance, I said all that, this is a description. If you know about his whereabouts, contact the Kansas Dickinson County, Kansas Sheriff's Office at 785-263-4081, 785-263-4041, or you can call in a tip anonymously at 888-535-8477, or call the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Zane Gerald Averett, 16. Zane was last seen in Nez Perce, Idaho on July 27, 2022. Zane is a white male, 5'9" to 6', 150 to 160 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Zane's eyebrow and tongue are pierced. If you have any information, contact the Union County Sheriff's Office at 541-963-1017.
Another cold case, Audrey Dornbos, missing from Wichita, Kansas since October 7th, 2019. It was 31 when she disappeared. She's 33 now. 5'6", 203 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If you have any information of her disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-263-6011 or the KBI, Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Missing since August 4, 2022. Mentally challenged. Loved family member named Arthur. His height is 6', 180 pounds, brown hair, hazel blue eyes. Call or text 217-971-6074. They don't give you a last name or anything.
Sure.
Cole Daniel Feierstein, missing from Leavenworth, Kansas, missing since March 15, 2019. 24 years old when he disappeared. He's 28 now. 5'8", 300 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Cole is legally blind when not wearing his glasses. He had no ID on him at the time of his disappearance. Cole previously lived in Atchison, Kansas, and had only been in Leavenworth area for about 2 weeks before he vanished. At the time of his disappearance, oh, that's his description. Cole was last known to be wearing a South Pole brand navy blue jacket with red and white stripes on the side and arms, jeans, and may possibly have no shoes on. If you have any information, call the Leavenworth, Kansas Police Department at 913-651-2260 or 913-682-4411 or KBI at 785-296-4017.
Gracie Tafoya, missing from Wichita, Kansas. Missing since August 23rd, 2022. 20-year-old, white female, 5'4" to 5'5", 105 to 110 pounds, blonde strawberry hair, blue-green eyes. Gracie Tafoya went missing from Wichita, Kansas on August 23rd, 2022. It is believed that she is with her boyfriend, with whom she reportedly is in a turbulent relationship with, and they may either still be in Wichita or Derby, Kansas, or possibly headed to Englewood, Colorado, where he has family. They are believed to be in a black 2011 Dodge Nitro Heat. Grace is 20 years old. All right, I already gave you her description. She has multiple tattoos. If you have any information regarding Grace's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department, 316-268-4181 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Kenneth Kenny Raychuk, missing from Salina, Kansas, since November 4th, 2019. He was 69 at the time of his disappearance. He's 72 now. He's 5'9", 175 pounds, gray hair, blue eyes. Kenny sometimes uses the name Brown. Kenny suffers from diminished mental health capabilities and is on disability, but has not tried to access the funds since he was last seen. He may have family in Northwest Kansas, possibly around Colby. He was last seen at the Gospel Mission in Salina. He left there and hasn't been seen or heard from since. He does not have a phone, vehicle, or any identification. Any information or his If you have any information regarding Kenny's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, call the Salina, Kansas Police Department at 785-826-7210 or KBI at 785-296-4017.
Goldie Morse, 38, of Middletown, has been missing since August 12, 2022. Through our continued investigation, we found the last known sighting of Goldie was around 7:30 a.m. on August 13th in Whispering Pines. Goldie is reported to be white female, 5'6", 100 pounds. She has blue eyes and blonde hair. The Lake County Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit asks anyone with a camera security system in the Cobb, Whispering Pines area to review their footage and report any possible sightings to dispatch at 707-263-2690. And that's Whispering Pines, California.
Manuela Perez, missing from Arkansas City, Kansas, since February 26, 2019. She was 17 when she went missing, and she's 20 now. She's 4'9", 130 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was considered a missing endangered runaway. It is believed that Manuela may be in Atlanta, Georgia area. If you have any information, call the Arkansas City, Kansas Police Department at 620-441-4444 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Come on, Lude. Natasha Robinson, missing since June 3rd, 2022, from Sacramento, California. 13-year-old biracial female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 120 pounds. Natasha may still be in the local area, or she may travel to other cities in California. Natasha is American Indian and black. Don't hesitate, anyone with information, call 911 or the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office at 1-916-874-5115.
Oscar Ramirez, missing from Kansas City, Kansas. Missing since September 7th, 2019. He was 17 when he went missing. He's 20 now. He's 5'6", 140 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was considered as a missing endangered runaway. He went missing from Kansas City, Kansas. He may use the last name. Oh, dear God. I'm not even going to attempt. It's R-A-M-I-R-E-Z-A-R-D-U-E-T-A. That's one hell of a name. Wow.
Right.
If you have any information, call 913-596-3000 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Trinity Deer, missing since June 24th, 2022 from Dayton, Ohio. 16-year-old white female. Her hair color says light brown, but in the picture, it looks like it's been dyed blonde, and she's got like a highlight in the front. Blue eyes, 5'6", 150 pounds. Any information, call 911 or Dayton Police Department in Ohio at 937-333-2677.
Stephen Lard, L-A-I-R-D, or nickname Steve, missing from Wichita, Kansas since August 19th, 2022. He's 41 years old, 5'6", 110 pounds. He's bald, he shaves bald, and blue eyes. He was last known to be driving a white Ford Explorer LTD with Kansas disabled tag 20936. Steven is without his required medication and does need them. He does not answer his cell phone, and there has been no activity on social media. His last to be known to be wearing a white T-shirt, black shorts, and black slides or shoes. Steven has a POW tattoo on his left calf and a tattoo of a geisha on his left arm. Any information of his disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181, 316-268-4111, or KBI at 785-296-4017.
Angelo Graham, missing since September 13, 2021, from Williamsburg, Virginia. 14-year-old black male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 165 pounds. He may travel to Newport News, Virginia. Call 911 or the James City County Police Department in Virginia at 757-566-0112.
Dahlia Cove, missing from Wichita, Kansas since August 17, 2022. She's 47 years old, 5'1", 130 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. If you have any information of her whereabouts, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181, 316-268-4111, or KBI at 285-296-4017.
Kalisha Johnson, missing since August 21st, 2022, Mansfield, Ohio. 14-year-old black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds. She's a very light-skinned black female. Call 911 or Mansfield Police Department in Illinois at 419-522-1234.
Trinity Sproul, missing from Salina, Kansas since August 12, 2022. She was 15 years old. She's 5'2 to 5'6, 125 pounds. She's blonde hair, but half of her head is dyed red. The other half is dyed black. She's got blue eyes. She's a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Salina, Kansas. It is believed that Trinity may be in the Manhattan, Fort Riley, Junction City, or Grandview Plaza, Kansas area. If you have any information of her disappearance or know her whereabouts, call the get my eyeballs working. Wamego, Kansas Police Department at 785-456-9553 or the Riley County, Kansas Police Department at 785-537-2112. Manhattan, Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. Or the KBI at 785-296-4017. Brittany Mitchell, missing. You being slow again?
Yeah.
I think you're the one who's 60, not Stephanie. Brittany Mitchell, missing from Wellington, Kansas since March 8, 2021. She was 17 at the time of disappearance. She's 18 now. She's 5'2", 122 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Wellington, Kansas on March 8, 2021. She may be in the Wichita, Kansas area. Any information about her whereabouts, call the Wellington, Kansas Police Department at 620-326-3331 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
We got this next missing person is special needs. Missing since May, Ryan Larson. Missing since May 17, 2021. Missing from La Vista, Nebraska. 13-year-old. He's 13 now. White male, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'8", 125 pounds. He does have a scar right in the center of his forehead, just above his eyebrows. Call 911 or the La Vista Police Department in Nebraska at 402-331-1582.
Kenyon McAllister, missing from Hutchinson, Kansas, since October 13, 2021. He was 17 at the time of disappearance. He's 18 now. 5'10", 250 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. At the time, I said all that. Any information, call 620-694-2816. Or the KBI 785-296-4017.
Tatiana Luke has been missing since August 16, 2022. Tatiana is a black 14-year-old female, 5'10", 140 pounds, brown hair, and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing gray scrubs at the Tot Center located at 10505 Denton Drive, Dallas, Texas. Since her disappearance, there have been reports of seeing her near Royal Inn Motel in Duncanville, Texas. Tatiana suffers from epilepsy and is without her medication to regulate her surgery, or seizures. Anyone with information, please contact the Dallas County Sheriff's Department using case number 22-04-3067 at 214-749-8641. Her hair is short, but it is braided.
Cherish T.L. Mason, missing from Wichita, Kansas, since December 6, 2021. 15 when she disappeared, 16 now. 515 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She is a missing endangered runaway. Any information, call Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9452, 316-263-6011, or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
That's good. I'm going across a few that have been found.
Oh. Darren Walker, Wichita, Kansas, missing since May 20th, 2021. 53, time of disappearance. He's 54 now. 5'11", 175 pounds, blonde hair, blonde gray hair, blue eyes. Darren was last seen in the area of Central and Waco in Wichita. In the past, he frequented the area of Pawnee and Meriden, also in Wichita. Darren was recently released from the hospital for cancer treatment, which has led to the use of a colostomy bag. He needs continual assistance and medical supplies to treat his recent surgery and is missing under circumstances not conforming to his normal routine or habit. His family is very worried about him. Dang, that's too bad. Any information, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-263-6011 or call Detective Donnie Moore at 316-268-4114 or call Julie at 316-648-4894.
Siobhan Mitchell, 14, was last seen in Henrico County, Virginia on July 30th, 2022. Siobhan is described as being a black female who is 5'4", 132 pounds, with black hair, brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a white T-shirt that says, "Rest in Peace." She has braces and a tattoo on her right forearm that says, "Tyrell." She also has both ears pierced with diamonds in them. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Siobhan, please contact the Henrico County Police Department at 804-501-5000.
Oh, I just did that one. Hold on a second. Desire S. Carter, missing from Wichita, Kansas since October 15, 2021. She was 16. She's now 17. She's 5'2 to 5'5, 100 pounds to 125 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She's a black girl. She's a missing, endangered runaway, went missing from Wichita, Kansas. Any information, call Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9452. 316-263-6011 or KBI 785-296-4017.
Mary Dawn Wilson, 69, was last seen on July 12, 2022 in Healy, Alaska. Mary Wilson was reported missing on July 14, 2022 at 0130 hours when her vehicle was located stuck at approximately 6.8 miles of the Stampede Trail near Healy. Inside the vehicle was an approximately two-year-old girl who Mary had agreed to watch for several days. Mary was last seen the morning of July 12, 2022 at a residence near Healy, where she stayed the night with friends. Personal items belonging to Mary were located at approximately 7.8 miles of the Stampede Trail. Extensive searches of the area have been unsuccessful in locating her. Mary is described as being a white female who is 4'10", 160 pounds, with gray hair and blue eyes. If you have any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Alaska State Troopers at 907-269-551.
Heaven Kaler, missing from Fort Scott, Kansas since June 24, 2021. 17 years old, she's 5'7 to 5'10, 130 to 140 pounds. She's got dirty blonde hair, blue eyes. She's a missing endangered runaway, went missing from Fort Scott, Kansas on June 24th. any information of our whereabouts, call Fort Scott, Kansas Police Department at 620-223-1700 or the KBI at 785-296-4017. Irma Madrid, missing from Wichita, Kansas since October 9, 2021. 14 when she disappeared, 15 now. She's 5'5", 200 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She may still be in the Wichita area or the Kansas City area. Any information, call 316-660-9452. 316-660-9456, 316-263-6011, or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas. A family in Pine Bluff is pleading for answers after they say their daughter went missing more than 2 weeks ago. 38-year-old Miranda Merrill Neal was last seen May 22, 2022. Just doesn't make sense. She's not going to stay gone from her kids, said a childhood friend of Miranda, who wanted to remain anonymous. Miranda's dad says his daughter was visiting him at his house last month. He says she took an ATV and headed down the road, headed for the cemetery to visit her mother's grave. Just seemed like a normal day, said Joe Merrill. Merrill says it was the last time he saw or heard from her. The Jefferson County's Sheriff's Office reported Miranda missing May 25th, 2022. They say she was last seen near Dyson Road and President's Circle. Nearly a month later, family and friends say, the days are hard. You just pray like, just come home, said Miranda's childhood friend. Family and friends of Miranda have been out searching for the 38-year-olds ever since, but say more needs to be done. We don't have the equipment that the police have, said Miranda's friend. Miranda has two children at home. Friends say this is out of character for her to be gone this long and are searching for answers. Somebody knows something, said Merrill. Anyone with information on Miranda is asked to contact the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and there is no number.
Joseph Collins, missing from Wichita, Kansas since September 28, 2020. He was 15 at the time of disappearance. He's 17 now. He's 5'8", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He's a missing endangered runaway, went missing from Wichita, Kansas. If you have any information about his whereabouts, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9456, 316-660-9452, 316-268-4111, or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Next of kin, public assistance. The Madera County Sheriff's Office is seeking the public's help in locating the next of kin for 49-year-old Joel Hidalgo, date of birth 11/20/1972. He passed away in Madera County on 6/7/2022. It is unknown where Mr. Hidalgo was originally from. He was an unhoused Madera resident prior to his death. The coroner's office has searched numerous personal records, but unfortunately, we have been unable to identify or locate any of his family members. If anyone has information about Mr. Hidalgo or how to get in contact with his next of kin, please contact the Madero County Coroner's Office at 559-675-7774. His picture, because they don't give you any other description, his picture, he looks to be at least 6 foot tall, short brown hair, a full mustache, light beard that goes into a goatee.
Justin Scott Sywick, missing from Kansas City, Kansas. Missing since June 20th, 2022. He was 32 time of disappearance. He's 33 now. 5'10", 170 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was last seen on June 20th at the Days Inn located at 7721 Elizabeth Ave in Kansas City, Kansas. Justin's car was found abandoned and empty with the window pried open and the glass broken. Justin was last known to be wearing a red tank top and khaki shorts. If you have any information, call the Kansas City. Please contact Detective Minich with the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department at 913-573-6036 or the TIPS hotline at 816-474-8477.
And that could be the last one for tonight.
You know what I noticed on these ones that I've been doing on this group of missing is they don't have a gender and they don't have a race.
I know.
So
I've noticed that, and I've noticed that other information is not being, you know, added to it.
Right. So if it wasn't so weird and it would have caught it earlier, I would have put my 2 cents in on that. Because there is two genders. And race, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
No. No, but when you're putting it out there, it's best to have all the information.
Exactly, I know.
And especially the ones that, you know, get you reading, and then there's no, you know, no contact information.
Yeah. Which most of them you can tell by their name, but there's some of them names that, oh my dear God.
Yeah, and sometimes I think they mix it up. Like, they'll say it's a Hispanic, and here it's a Native American.
Right. All right,
so, yeah,
I'm ready to go.
They definitely got to figure that one out. But anyway, again, Lorna, thank you for being here with me.
Yep, first.
Keep me informed about Pop.
Yeah, I forgot. My phone is locked, so I don't think I can get phone calls.
It's still locked?
Yes, I can't get it. I went back and I looked, and because I was trying to put this app on for work, and it had the security thing where you can put your fingerprint or password. And
right.
You can do that, or you can punch in no thanks. And I went back and I looked, and I have no thanks punched, and I'm still fucking locked out.
You might have to go to, what phone do you have?
I don't know. Android, Samsung.
Is it a Samsung?
Huh?
Yeah. If it's a Samsung, take it to any, you know, like T-Mobile or something. And tell them what happened and show them.
LG, I don't remember.
Well, I'm just saying, take it to any phone distributor. They can get it
right.
Unlocked.
Okay.
But anywho, again, thank you, and God bless America. God bless our children. God bless the missing, our veterans, our military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Good night.
Good night.